How do you correct anterior open bites in your young adult patients? Over the years, I think most of us have relied upon orthognathic surgery, either of the maxilla, the mandible, or a combination of maxilla and mandible to correct skeletal open bite deformities. But now with the advent of temporary anchorage devices, researchers are now applying this technology to correct open bites. As an orthodontist, we must keep abreast of these studies to see if we can apply this information to our clinical patients. So I was interested in an article that appeared in the November 2007 issue of The Angle Orthodontist that described the effect of using mini plates or zygomatic anchorage to provide tooth intrusion of the maxillary posterior teeth to correct open bites. I decided that this would be a good article for us to review. The title of the article is Noncompliance Open Bite Treatment with Zygomatic Anchorage. This study is co-authored by Najat Erverdi and three other research colleagues from the Department of Orthodontics at Marmara University in Istanbul, Turkey. The purpose of this study was to determine the effects of zygomatic anchorage on posterior dentoalveolar intrusion of the dentition using cephalometric documentation to document the changes. The sample for this study consisted of 11 patients who had a mean age of around 19 years. All of these subjects had zygomatic mini plates placed. After 7 to 10 days of wound healing, an intrusion appliance was placed. The appliance consisted of two shallow acrylic bite blocks that were connected by a wire across the palate. An additional buccal wire was extended toward the gingiva to allow connection from the mini plate to this appliance. The appliance was bonded to the teeth using glass ionomer cement. Then two nickel titanium coil springs were used to connect the mini plates to the hook on the appliance, and it delivered a 400 gram intrusive force. The patients were seen at 4-week intervals and their progress was observed. Cephalometric radiographs were taken at the outset of treatment and then after an average of about 9 months to determine the cephalometric changes that had occurred. Okay, what do you think happened? The authors analyzed several cephalometric points and planes. First of all, the mean intrusion of the maxillary posterior teeth was about 3.5 millimeters. This produced an average of 3 degrees of closure of the mandibular plane. In addition, the patients had an increase in overbite of 5 millimeters and an average reduction in the overjet of 1.5 millimeters. In other words, all 11 patients showed success at closing the open bite using this means of anchorage. So the intrusion of teeth was successful using the mini plates. But you know, I have a problem with this study. There's no report of relapse. We know from previous research that mini screws or mini implants can be used to intrude teeth. The question is, what's the relapse potential? In this study, the authors did not correct the etiology of the open bite. They simply moved the teeth or compensated for the effect of the open bite. I'd be interested in knowing the stability of this technique over the long term. We know that surgical correction of open bites is not stable to a certain degree. Why would intruding the teeth be any more stable if it were done orthodontically? I'm looking forward to future studies from this group of researchers to answer these questions regarding stability of this type of treatment. If you're interested in reviewing this current article, you'll find it in the November 2007 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.